Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX at 6:13. We've all got high hopes. Hey, I watched a movie last night
that totally
creeped me the heck out.
Was it that bird one with Sandra Bullock with the blindfolds?
No, I didn't go to the movies.
No, that's on Netflix.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
See, I don't know these
things. Sandra Bullock's on Netflix.
Sandra Bullock was in this movie I watched last night.
Oh, what movie did you watch?
It was called The Day After Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's an oldie but a goodie.
It wasn't a goodie, and I knew it was an oldie, but it was just creepy about this big, giant snowstorm that, like, kills millions of people and stuff.
Yeah, and then they're, like, stuck in New York City.
Yeah, and then all these people in the United States are fleeing to Mexico.
Well, yeah.
See, they didn't have a wall up or anything there. So they get to the fence, right? And they're bursting through the gates and they have wire cutters and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mexican Border Patrol trying to stop the Americans from coming in. I'm like,
Isn't that interesting?
Interesting. I wonder how many people are watching this movie right now.
Not that many, Tom. That movie's old.
Well, of course. It was on AMC, which my family refers to as the All Mom channel, because that's the only channel my mom watches when it's not Christmas and there's no Hallmark.
Oh, she doesn't watch the Paramount Network?
Well, maybe. But the All Mom channel. So I'm watching this movie and it's just like creeping me the heck out. And then the President of the United States calls Mexico's president to beg him to let us into their country.
That's awesome.
And he says, okay, on one condition, you forgive all of our debt to the U.S. So the United States says, well, sure, we have to. We don't have any other choice.
Yeah.
So all the debt has been wiped clean, all the Mexican debt. All the Americans run into Mexico until the storm blows over.
Mm-hmm.
And then the movie's over. I'm like, How'd it work out?
It was like some kind of vortex thing, as I recall. This came out in like 2003 or 2004.
What the heck was I doing in 04 or 03?
I was in college.
So you probably went to see this in the movies and were totally freaked out or whatever.
No, I like disaster movies. Like one of my favorites is Dante's Peak. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, that was a great one.
I love that movie. And then when like the grandma saves them through like the acid lake of fire, she's like, I'll sacrifice myself
for
you.
No, not the acid lake of fire.
The part that bothered me the most wasn't the fact that people were like partying as the volcano was erupting and like didn't listen to Pierce Brosnan, the geologist, but when they lost the dog. But don't worry, he like leapt through the lava and made it into the back of the truck. Thank the Lord.
That sounds like your dog MacGyver. He would leap through the lava to save us.
He wouldn't have left my side to begin with.
Okay.
Well, so the Day After Tomorrow, that's what you watched?
Yeah, and it creeped me out, so I thought I was going to have a hard time sleeping last night. And I kept checking my thermostat because my apartment just wasn't warm enough.
Oh my gosh. The movie that I was thinking, when you said Sandra Bullock, is Bird Box. It's this movie that's going viral.
I saw the trailer.
You can't take
off your blindfold.
No, or else it's like this psychological thing that it preys upon your innermost fear and manifests it until you lose your mind. But people,
can we go back to the volcano?
I know, right? I prefer
Let's keep
the volcano.
It simple.
I prefer the volcano.
Not something bothering my inner psyche. I don't.
Yeah, it looks, but it's all about her saving her kids.
And blindfolds are creepy.
I don't know. I might have to watch this one, and I don't do scary movies. But a friend of mine.
But you do Netflix.
I do Netflix. Yeah, I like Netflix. But a friend of mine told me, she was like, "This one you can handle." I was like, "Oh no." I might have to watch I have to watch it in the middle of the day with all the lights on. Can't handle it.
I used a few lights last night.
For the Day After Tomorrow?
So here I am looking at the forecast today. Sun fading behind thickening clouds.
Rut-row.
What's your morning sound like?
94KX News is coming up next to check on sports and a check on AccuWeather. We made it to Friday, the 4th of January. Everybody's New Year's resolution still intact. I hope so. If not, don't give up on the year. Just jumpstart, reboot, whatever. How's yours going? This whole, what is it called? Whole 30?
Well, I have two resolutions going. One is for the year. And then one is just for 30 days.
Well, yeah, we talked earlier this week, if you were with us, friends, Laura's going to try not to buy any wardrobe.
No wardrobe.
For an entire year.
No wardrobe. I'm going on record.
Has that been a tough task so far?
No. No clothes shopping.
No clothes shopping.
No clothes shopping.
All right. And then you're doing this Whole 30 thing. What the heck? I'm too old for this crap.
It was a book. It was a book published
a couple years ago.
Yeah. And I don't take it to the extreme, but it's just a way to reset yourself every January.
So what does it mean? Like, what do you do?
You just, instead of eating... Because let's be honest, over the holidays...
We do know how to eat.
Yes. We know how to eat.
This morning show knows how to knock it off.
That is
we
true.
We do. So Whole30 is just...
whole grain?
No, not whole grain. It's just whole food. So kind of focusing up on eating food in its purest, most basic form. So just think lean protein, vegetables, fruit. But you do cut out a couple of things to see how your body reacts.
Okay, this is where I have a problem cutting out a couple of things because they're probably the things that Tommy Tom likes.
Okay, so no toast.
I noticed.
No toast.
We haven't had toast.
Yeah, the toast is gone.
Where's that guy that brought us the bread that day? We got to tell him, hey,
Kim,
you're not allowed in the building in January.
The tea is still allowed, but no toast. So we're cutting back on the processed carbohydrates, basically.
All right, this
is just for the month of January, right? This literally started day after New Year's. And then this is the big one.
Okay.
So not too much, no dairy. So you can use ghee, you can use coconut oil.
I don't like milk, but not too much dairy.
So that's an easy one.
You can't eat cheese, really.
Yeah, cheese is big on me, but I can cut back on it.
Yeah,
I can do it.
Okay. And then here we go.
What?
Oh, boy.
It's a dry January.
Oh.
What?
That's a challenge.
No alcohol.
What?
There it is.
Wow.
What?
That's the biggest thing Tommy Tom doesn't want to give up.
our lovely nighttime gal.
Yes.
Ms. Amy Knight did answer our whiteboard question.
This is great.
And sober up, sleep, and eat a vegetable.
That's what she's doing for January.
So she might be on a dry January as well. So yeah, no booze.
No toast and no booze?
No toast, no booze.
And no toasting with booze?
No.
And no butter on said toast either without the dairy.
You can use ghee though.
And that is what?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, ghee. It's butter. It's used a lot in Indian cooking where they actually you can make it yourself at home. It's really easy. But the milk solids are removed, so it's shelf stable. I'm serious.
I have never heard of this before.
I'm still stumbling over no booze. I don't care about the I don't understand.
At first I thought you said geese, and I'm
no,
like, what?
Ghee. Oh, G-H-E-E-E.
All right. Okay.
All right.
I'm going on record with all of my things.
I know you are, and you're doing a great job at it. No booze.
No booze for January.
On a Friday, no.
No, I'm good though, but I have sparkly water. I love like mineral water, like sparkling mineral water with lime or lemon. And you can put a little splash of cranberry there. That's okay.
So it's like a fake cranberry vodka almost.
Yeah, but just no booze. You don't need the booze.
I need to take a commercial break. I'll be back.
Pennsylvania, ready.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX at 6:45, Friday, the Friday after the holiday. We're heading into that first weekend after all of that. What are we going to do? Maybe return a gift or two. Anyway, but you're not shopping.
Nope, no shopping.
And I actually have one gift for you and your husband that I forgot to give you, but...
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks.
I don't think I could give it to you in January now because of this whole 30 thing you talked about.
Sure you can. It's a just because gift.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Okay. A just because gift. But you can't crack the seal on it.
That's all right. That can wait till February 1st.
February. Okay. There you go. Is there one gift that, because I'm like a nice guy, so no matter what you give me, I'm like, oh, hey, thanks. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, oh.
Oh, like later on,
yeah,
behind closed doors.
And I do believe in Salval and community aid. And so that stuff could go there with the tag still on it. I don't have to return it and buy something else.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's something as simple as, here's a fruitcake. I made it myself. Oh, hey, thank you. And then you just like take it to work and drop it on the kitchen table.
I think that's.
Do you have any of those on your list? You don't have to give details because your family's a lot closer than mine. Proximity-wise, they might call and say, thanks, Laura.
No. I received lovely gifts for Christmas, as I do every year.
Okay.
I feel like my family and friends know me well, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not tough to please.
That's very good.
Mm-mm.
I got one shirt from my mom.
I always get some really nice socks from my mother-in-law and my mom.
Wow.
And I love them.
Very good.
My mother-in-law gives me fuzzy socks with funny things on them.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, it's a shark. Oh, but it's a Christmas shark. It's hilarious.
A Christmas shark.
Yes, they're awesome. And then obviously from my husband so my mom, I got ski socks. And then from my husband, I got hiking socks. I like socks.
Socks are good for you, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I'll keep that in mind for next year.
Socks are great.
My mom got me one of them shirts that have the silver stuff on the inside.
Oh,
That aluminum stuff, whatever it is. It's like...
to keep you warm?
Yeah, because she knows I'm doing this walking and jogging.
Yep.
Right? So if you see me on the river dikes of the Susquehanna in Danville, yeah, that's Tom Morgan. He's out there trying to get back into shape.
Mm-hmm.
So she got me the shirt, but it's totally, totally not me.
Oh, no, what does it look like?
And she always does like this thing, go ahead, open it. And then you open it. Oh. As soon as I saw it, I thought of you. And I always go, why? It's like an aqua green, kind of like a really weird color that doesn't exist. And it's silver on the inside. So when you pull it over and zip it up like a turtleneck, it's going to keep you warm.
Is it a Columbia?
Yes.
I knew it. It's the Omni Heat.
Omni Heat, is that what it's called? It makes me look like a Soupy Brothers sausage.
Oh, jeez.
I zip it up and I'm like squeezed into that packaging that the Soupy Brothers use.
The vacuum seal.
I'm vacuum sealed into this thing and I can't. I know it was probably expensive, but I tried it on once and I was like, no.
Oh, no. That actually might be a good one to take to Goodwill or Community Eat or the Salvation Army.
I think so.
Because someone could use that to stay warm.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to use it.
I
kind of want to see it, though.
You kind of want to just see it, or you want to see me wearing it?
I want to see you wearing it. Could you please wear that next week morning?
It's
please.
It's not going to happen.
Please. No, come on.
No. You may not know it.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Flashback Friday on the way. Get your requests in right now. The Ford Fun Line is always open.
Mm-hmm. 1-800-326-94KX. We love to hear from you all.
Yeah, you can text them in as well.
Mm-hmm.
We'll play them for you. Yesterday we talked a little bit about this Mark Patrick hypnosis. We have details coming right up right now for you.
Did you decide? Are you going to go?
Yeah, I did tell you I'd give you my answer.
Yes, we gave today 24 hours for... I think I'm going to go too.
All right, here's the deal. I want to thank that guy who called and said, please don't put me on the radio, so we didn't. But he talked me through it, and he said, don't worry about it, man. You can do this.
And he actually said, and this is interesting, that... so there is a cost associated, and I think it's right around $50.
Mm-hmm.
But that you go, and it truly is... guaranteed. So then you go, and whatever you're trying to quit, whether it be
smoking or losing weight,
mm-hmm, yep. He actually said that he went back an additional 2 times.
Yeah.
Because he just wanted to get in the better mindset. And that's all, I think that's all hypnosis is.
Mm-hmm.
Like setting your mind to a task and being positive about it.
And that's what I have to do. Because I was thinking, all right, I'm going to try to lose some weight, but I'm going to randomly quack like a duck. Because there's something going on in my head.
I don't think it's a comedian hypnosis.
Right, that's hypnotist. What we talked about.
I was going to say, I've never seen this method done before to get somebody to do said resolution.
Right.
I'm super curious. I'm super curious to go and see this. Witness it, participate. I'm very curious.
There you go. We have some details for you now, but we'll continue to talk about it. It actually happens January 15th.
Yes, in Lewisburg at the Best Western.
It's time to stop smoking once and for all by attending the...
Yay, going back in time.
Oh, R.I.P. Daryl Dragon.
The Captain and Tennille. And we say goodbye to Daryl Dragon, died way too soon at the age of 76.
Even though they divorced in 2014, I'm just going to pretend that they stayed together.
And then you'll sing Love Will Keep Us Together
of
Forever.
Of course, forever.
Okay, how about Muskrat Love?
Oh my gosh, that song is like quirky, but I kind of like it.
Muskrat Susie, Muskrat
I like it.
Sam, do the jitterbug.
I like the Captain and Tennille.
They were fun.
They were. They're like a quirky, cute, adorable, happy couple.
We need more fun music.
We do.
Absolutely agree.
Happy music.
Yep, so we say goodbye to the Captain. The Captain and Tennille. We also lost Dr. Hook this
week. I know.
Which was sad, so maybe we'll play some Dr. Hook as well. On the cover of the Rolling Stone. I was just thinking about that last night, and I had a recording session with some people, and we're talking about losing the Captain and losing Dr. Hook. And then, honest to God, I got in the car, and turned on the radio, and "When You're in Love with the
Really?
Beautiful Woman" was playing on the bridge.
Oh,
I was like, "Wow, okay." So we'll touch on those musical artists of yesteryear because it is a Flashback Friday, and your requests count.
That's right. Ford Fun Line 1-800-326-94KX.
Vintages of every color and flavor, spirits and.
Flashback Friday, 94KX with Foreigner. Got a real cool email early this morning into the 94KX studio. Foreigner has re-recorded a brand new version of the classic song, "I Want to Know What Love Is." And it is featuring the children's choir of the Shriners Hospitals for Children's Patients.
Aww.
Nice.
But wait, there's more. They will sing the song live in concert.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be available also for upload in February. But all the money will be donated to Shriners Hospitals for Children.
So cool.
Very cool.
Very, very cool.
Way to go, Foreigner.
What's new in theaters this weekend? What's new in theaters this weekend?
This ain't gonna be easy.
Here's Movie Mike with the new movie rundown on 94KX.
It's the first week in January, so we're not gonna talk new movies.
Right.
We're going to have the annual
10 worst films of 2018 list.
Woohoo! And then, of course, we'll do the 10 best, right?
Right. They'll become it's actually 14 best this year.
Oh, really?
There were a lot of great movies.
But there were 10 bad ones.
There were 10 bad ones, and these are sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, where they do not show bad movies. I should say none of these movies, I think, showed at the Campus Theater because they avoided them like the plague.
There you go. All right.
Okay. 10 worst films of 2018. Number 10, Action Point. Johnny Knoxville is too old to be performing his jacket. style stunts now, especially in the context of this unfunny amusement park comedy. Number 9, The Possession of Hannah Grace. A morgue worker is tormented by the corpse of a possessed girl in a horror movie that could only be more generic if it was called Generic Horror Movie. Number 8, The Happy Time Murders. Puppets swearing, taking drugs, and having sex is funny for exactly 2 minutes. This movie is 91 minutes. Number 7, The Nun. Oh boy, yet another spinoff of The Conjuring, this one about a malicious nun who terrorizes people. Yeah, I'm Catholic. Nothing about this scares me.
No.
I'm kidding. I love nuns.
I've been there.
Now, number 6, Hunter Killer. It's appropriate that this cheapo Gerard Butler thriller is about a submarine because it sinks after about 5 minutes. Number 5, Basmati Blues. Oscar winner Brie Larson cannot be happy that this inane Bollywood-type musical saw the light of day after being shot all the way back in 2013.
Oh, wow.
It's about a scientist trying to develop a better type of rice. Only Uncle Ben will find this interesting. Number 4, Gotti. John Travolta overacts shamelessly as notorious gangster John Gotti in this muddled movie that tries to make the mobster seem like a pretty cool dude.
No.
What the heck?
No.
Yeah.
Never.
I'm pretty sure he was a bad guy.
Yeah.
Number 3, Life Itself. Oscar Isaac and Olivia Wilde star in this sappy melodrama about life, love, and death that's undone by bad writing and a plot with too many preposterous coincidences. Number 2, China Salesman. You probably didn't know that Steven Seagal and Mike Tyson starred in an action movie together last year.
No, I didn't.
I envy you, and I assure you, it's even worse than you're thinking it is right now.
I am thinking that.
Yeah. And my choice for the worst film of 2018 is actually a tie between Death of a Nation and The Trump Prophecy. I assure you that my personal political views have absolutely nothing to do with my selection of these Trump-themed movies as the worst of the year. In one, Dinesh D'Souza tries to make the argument that the Nazis were influenced by Democrats. I'm not kidding. In the other, a fireman claims God told him that Trump would become president. Both are abysmally made films that shed no light on the man or his followers whatsoever.
So there you go, Mike's 10 worst movies of 2018.
You can find the list at WQKX.com.
I'll be posting it this morning after I'm done here. Yeah, I'll post it on there.
Yep, they'll be posted on up. And
well done, my friend.
Wow.
Thank you.
Those
were all really awful. And I think they're kind of obscure, which is good. People didn't really gel to these movies when they were out in theaters.
China Salesman? I can't even believe that movie existed.
Go on YouTube and search for China Salesman, you know, Mike Tyson, Steven Seagal fight. They have one fight scene in the movie that is so bad you will be laughing hysterically.
Awesome.
All right, sounds good. Coming up in about 30 minutes, Mike's best, and there's more than 10.
Yes.
Stay with us. Flashback Friday, 94KX. There you go, Catherine, on the Text Club Whippets. Devo. It's time to do the birthday buddies. We sneak them in at about this time every Flashback Friday. Here's an interesting birthday buddy, though.
Okay.
Because the birth is, like, going on right now.
Oh.
Yeah, we got a great text from Michelle. She says, my sister is in Evan awaiting the arrival of her new little are my new little nephew.
Aww.
I am so happy for her, Jen, and Anthony Gallo. Isn't that
awesome?
Cool?
That's awesome. Oh, best of luck, Mama.
So they're like, you know.
Almost birthday, buddy, but getting there.
Yeah. Like,
doing the thing.
Getting it done.
They're right.
Doing
the thing. Exactly.
That baby could be born like any second now.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And since we talked about it on the radio, the baby's name will be Tom Morgan Gallo.
I'm sure that's exactly the top of their list right now.
What if they want to use like a gender neutral name and have it be Tom Laura Morgan Gallo?
Here's guy Matt Gallo.
There.
Hey, it's time for Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies.
Happy birthday to Luann Benford, 52 today.
Margaret Coons is 36. Happy birthday.
Annette Witkowski of Bear Valley is 59 today.
Deanna Billow is 37.
Penelope Dyer is 45. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Betty Zellers. She's 74.
Janet Strohecker from Sunbury is celebrating a birthday today.
Sarah Snyder from Northumberland is 37. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Brenda Daly from Milton. She's the big 5'4".
Julie Hawk from Lewisburg is 46.
Tanya Miller is 49. Happy birthday.
Carmen Denicola is 52 today.
Karen Wasco from Dalmatia is 53.
Tracy Babb from Pax Sinus is also 49. Happy birthday.
Cheryl Stifel is 42 today. Happy birthday.
Kevin O'Hearn from Coltmont is 49.
Willie Reiner from Hepler is 43. Happy birthday.
And Cynthia Romig from Sealands Grove is 63.
Lori Walter from Middleburg is 37.
All right, everybody's got a birthday.
That's right, and we have a special one down in Luck Hill. Pam.
Pam calls in every single Friday.
Yes, we love Pam. Her birthday isn't until Sunday, but
happy birthday,
happy
Pam.
Happy birthday, Pam. We love you. Have a wonderful weekend.
There you go.
Everyone.
Every morning. We do this.
Yes, we do.
And what is it called?
The Birthday Buddies.
Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies.
On 94KX.
Flashback Friday with Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, the captain, and Tenio as we say farewell to Daryl Dragon, the captain, who passed away this week. Mm-hmm. And there's another one of their hits, The Way I Want to Touch You. Mm. Yes.
There it is.
Okay.
Nice music.
And there it is. This is where Movie Mike usually does his movie review, but today, the first week in January, we are doing the worst and the best of the year.
And it's time for the best.
The worst was absolutely hilarious. Check out the Tom and Laura podcast if you missed it. Now the best.
These are the best. 10? It's actually 14.
So we have some runners
up. It was such
a
good year, and these are unranked, except for my number one.
Okay.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg for current and upcoming features and showtimes. Please visit their website, campustheater.org. Here are my picks for the best films of 2018 in roughly alphabetical order. Annihilation. Natalie Portman is superb in this chilling science fiction movie about life, death, and things in the world we can't explain. Beautiful Boy. Timothée Chalamet is a teenage addict, and Steve Carell is the father who thinks he can save him in this devastating tale of addiction and codependency. Eighth Grade. A story of preteen awkwardness so spot on that you laugh and cringe simultaneously. First Man. Ryan Gosling plays Neil Armstrong in this powerful biopic that's as much about him healing from loss as it is about landing on the moon. Next up is two movies I lumped together, Hereditary and A Quiet Place, two terrifically scary movies, both of which left me shaken. If Beale Street Could Talk, director Barry Jenkins expertly combines a beautiful love story and a social commentary about the over-incarceration of young black men. Here's another team-up, Incredibles 2 and Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. 2018 gave us two outstanding superhero movies that are among the best of their kind ever.
Oh, wow.
Next up, Paddington 2. If you don't feel good after watching this charming movie about a stuffed bear who just wants everyone to be nice to each other, there might be something seriously wrong with you.
Yeah, that one was so cute.
It's a great movie for adults and kids.
Yes.
Next up is A Star is Born. Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga make musical magic together in the best version yet of this timeless story.
I heartily agree.
Absolutely. Next, we've got Vice. Christian Bale blew me away as former VP Dick Cheney in this hilarious, provocative political comedy. Widows. Viola Davis organizes a multi-million dollar heist in a tense, exciting thriller with twists and turns you don't see coming. Those are basically all tied for number two. And my choice for the best film of 2018 is, drumroll please, Black Klansman. Based on the true story of a black cop who infiltrated the KKK, this Spike Lee joint stands alongside his Do the Right Thing as one of the best pictures ever made about racism in the United States. So Black Klansman, currently on DVD and Blu-ray, my choice for the best film of 2018.
Excellent. That movie was excellent.
And I called it back in August. I said, I don't think I'll see a better movie this year. And I didn't. It really, for me, that was the one that stood out above all the others.
Very powerful list.
Yeah, I was going to say. And of course, it'll be available at WQKX.com. Movie Mike will post that up. So you should probably see all of those on that best list.
Yeah, there were so many good movies. I just couldn't narrow it down to 10. Those are all the best of the best of last year.
We trust you. We trust you 100%.
Oscar season coming up soon.
Yeah, Oscar season's coming up. Critics' Choice Awards are next Sunday night on the CW. So you're going to want to tune in for that.
Okay. All right. Have a good weekend, Mike.
You too.
Triangle Tech graduates get important jobs because no one trains.
4KX with Tom and Laura in the morning. There you go, Megan. On the way to work, texting in autographs and turn up the radio.
Love it.
It's a new year. Time for new stuff.
A new year, new things. And typically we don't have guests on Flashback Friday because it's crazy. We're so busy. But new year, 41 years of 94KX now. The second year of Tom and Laura in the morning.
Boy, I'm getting old. You guys are.
Oh, boy.
Anyway,
but
so
new
we're
year,
going
new
to.
Things. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to try something new, and we call it Figo Friday. And I have no idea what it is, so I'm surprised.
Okay, so Chelsea Davis is here. And for those of you who know Chelsea, you know that she is all about health, wellness, excellent self-care, and we're so happy to have her here. And her business, her brand is Figo, and I'm just going to let her explain what that is.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Figo is, it basically just means healthy, okay? Healthy, start to the year here. I'm just trying to inspire you guys, you know, to live that best lifestyle that you can possibly live. And
this is a great time of the year to start because everybody's got a New Year's resolution, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everybody's got a New Year's resolution. And gosh, I hear so many people saying things like, I'm going to work out more and I'm going to eat less. And I'm going to debunk that for you and actually explain why that's not the best New Year's resolution to have.
Oh, why is that?
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, debunking that. So, you know, people think, you know, I got to work out more and spend an hour at the gym every single day. And honestly, that's just not attainable. If you're going from absolutely nothing, what you want to do is just start with 15 minutes a day. Okay, because I know a lot of people, they're busy and they work and they have kids and they have family lives and lots going on. So,
and then if I eat less, I'll lose weight. No?
Right. So it's just not going to last. You're not making a lasting healthy habit. So, you know, if you just focus on getting, say, 3 workouts in a week, if you started from nothing and just do 3 15-minute workouts a week, then you're already on to something. And if you just try to clean up your diet, I mean, most people pretty much know what they're eating, you know, and if it's healthy or if it's not. I mean, yeah, you're grabbing the cookies, you know, in the office kitchen. And come on, you know if that's healthy or not. So just, you know, trying to feel good and trying to eat those foods that are going to energize your body instead of making you feel sluggish and tired and de-energized.
Okay, so this week we've been talking all about New Year's resolutions. So I have to ask, what's your New Year's resolution? Because Tom and I have some pretty specific ones that have to do with our lifestyle, but then the other have to do with, of course, health and fitness. So what's yours this year?
Yeah, so my two have to do with food. And one of them is to add a vegetable to each and every meal. So
add one. So maybe you're already eating one, but you're going to add one?
Well, thank you for clarifying. So have one vegetable with each and every meal.
Oh, okay, good.
I was just feeling lately, you know, I'm not getting my veggies in, not getting that produce in, not getting the greens in. And I'm just going to try to hold myself accountable. And
that's awesome.
Have one. Yeah.
Right. And that's easy.
Even if it's just the spinach, you know, the greens in the kitchen or in the refrigerator, and just add a little, you know, light balsamic dressing to it or something, little side salad, that counts.
Perfect. Okay. All right.
Now, Laura's got one that's unusual. Mine, I want to know if it's unusual. I have to have some old athletic injuries fixed. I need knee surgery. I need an artificial hip. I need stuff like that. What would my New Year's resolution be? Like, should I try to prepare myself for that?
Yeah. So there's a thing called prehab. Rehab, you know, that's what comes after the surgery, but prehab. So you're like training and getting yourself ready for that surgery. You know, you don't want to go into that surgery just having done absolutely nothing, or else your outcome won't be as good. So, you know, you're exercising beforehand. And I'm not saying, you know, working out every day, like I said, spending an hour at the gym. I'm just talking about maybe going for a walk, you know, if it doesn't hurt too bad, or hopping on the bike. And, you know, if it's a knee injury, let's say, strengthening that knee joint. Another thing you want to do is definitely strengthen that core. You know, do a plank and, you know, do some crunches, do some things that are going to strengthen that core, and also stretch and strengthen that lower back, because our lower back tends to compensate for a lot of things.
Okay, now Laura's already healthy. She eats well. She works out. Hers is more of a lifestyle thing.
Yeah, so I've decided that for all of 2019, there will be no new clothes shopping.
Wow.
Is that attainable?
Now, let me just say, that has to do with self-control, girl.
Yes. Yes. So I'm giving myself a couple of outs, which I think you kind of have to do.
Yeah.
So like on vacation, for example, but maybe instead of shopping for clothing, shopping for like something for my new home. Mm-hmm. Or so I'm trying to be more mindful in that. But then my second one is something that is just for January. And I'm going with, along with my cousin, she wanted like a partner to do this with.
Yeah.
So we're trying to do the whole 30 and I've already started.
Yes. So for these goals, the best thing to do is, I'm not sure if you guys have heard of this acronym, it's called SMART, S-M-A-R-T.
Okay.
So your goal that you are looking at, you want it to be specific,
mm-hmm.
you want it to be measurable, you want it to be accountable, something or someone that's holding you accountable, it has to be realistic, and it has to be timely. So, you know, if we're talking about that whole 30, mm-hmm. right, you said timely, you're going to do it in a month. You're having a friend do it with you, so someone's holding you accountable. There's the two of them. I'm kind of going backwards here.
Yeah,
that's all right.
It's pretty specific. I think that there are some rules that are laid out.
There are very specific rules.
30. I've heard of a lot of people, actually, some of my friends that are thinking about doing the same thing. It's paleo diet for 30
days. Basically, yes.
Correct. Okay, so there's, you know, no dairy. It's a lower, no processed carbohydrates and grains and things like that.
The big one is no booze.
Yeah.
No booze for 30 days.
I tried to get Tom. I was
where
like,
does the accountability come in there?
This is my accountability. I said it on the radio. I'm like suddenly found at the Hotel Edison kicking back like a beer or two, somebody's probably going to call me out.
So these are all great things. We're going to take a commercial break and go Facebook Live because you're going to give us a couple other things to do, right?
Yeah. So I'm going to give you guys my favorite workout move for 2019. I have a 15-minute workout. You can get in. You can get done in 15 minutes, I swear, because it's interval training. And, you know, it is a little more high intensity, but it's anybody can do it. It's an all levels kind of workout. But I am going to show you guys my favorite move from that.
Perfect.
Right, let's go Facebook Live and we'll
right
take
now.
A break.
Hey.
Dr. Hook and the cover of the Rolling Stone on Flashback Friday as we also say goodbye to the Captain Daryl Dragon from Captain and Tennille. And you heard some old WWF stuff, Mean Gene, the Hulk Hogan bit. We played that earlier this morning. If you didn't hear any of it, you could hear it on the Tom and Laura podcast. But great stuff on Flashback Friday.
Make sure you check out our Facebook Live that we just did with Figo and Chelsea Davis, who is here this morning. Our first Figo Friday. I'm really excited about this.
So am I, actually. This will be the first Friday of every month. We'll be doing something, not just exercising, but talking about eating right and being better in the new year.
I also am really excited about the accountability factor because I just literally told a health and lifestyle expert that I'm doing Whole 30 for 30 days and she's not going to be back for a month, which is 30 days.
Yeah.
So she's going to be checking in on
me. So now you got to look it up.
She's going to be checking you out, girl. Yeah.
Exactly.
And Tom was impressive, too, with his exercising.
He was. You did such a good job with your downward dog.
Yeah,
it was good.
Yeah, there's
I got sweaty.
There's some old sports injuries involved
this
there.
This wool sweater is not conducive to lunges.
You hung in there, too, though.
Hey, thanks.
I got a little schvetzed myself there. Matt was the camera guy, so you won't see him there.
Yes.
Also, these riding pants that I have on because I'm going to go to the barn are fleece lined.
Oh.
Because it's very cold.
Was that too much information? I don't know.
Well,
news is next. Yeah. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Flashback Friday, 94KX. There you go, Christy, Queen, and Bowie. What a cool song. And some pretty cool tributes to the Captain and Tennille television
show. It's been awesome.
From years ago. When we heard the clips, I started laughing because I remember watching the show. 34 million people watched that show a week. 34 million people.
That's pretty awesome. If we compared it to modern television viewership,
right.
Modern Family, which is a very popular show.
Yeah, it
right
pounds
now,
it.
It basically surpasses it. However, we do have to keep in mind that television viewership has changed drastically since the 70s.
Right. You used to have like three channels to watch, maybe four if you were lucky, if WVIA came in. And now you just have so many choices.
Well, and here's the thing. For example, right now I do watch several shows on ABC, but I watch via a streaming service and an app.
There you go.
I don't have cable television.
And there it is.
So.
But kind of related to that, do we need a variety show again? I think we do.
I think
we need a Captain and Tennille show.
Or a Sonny and Cher.
Something like that. Like, we need a show that has little sketches, little skits.
I mean,
you know,
we do have
music.
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
But
maybe on a Tuesday night or a Wednesday night or something. We missed the Captain and Tennille.
I miss the variety show.
So do I. Let's bring it on back, somebody. Listen up, networks. Somebody needs to bring it back.
Let's do it.
Flashback Friday on 94KX.
Triangle Tech graduates get important jobs because...
Not to be confused with any move Chelsea Davis could make on Facebook Live in the studio.
Kyle, now you're going to have to try these moves afterwards. You need to try the plank downward dog thing.
The plank downward... Is that one of the moves that you do in our office sometimes?
Yes.
She's got her yoga mats everywhere.
I do.
Yeah.
There's been a couple times where I'll sleep wrong or something, and I'll come in and I'll be like, oh, my back hurts. She's like, oh, I have no problem. I'll stretch you out. And she puts me down, and she tries to get me to do all this stuff.
Snap, crack, and pop.
And I just can't do it.
We have, it's going to sound awful, but don't take it the wrong way, friends. We do have, like, on-the-floor time. If Kyle's back
You're
is
right,
bugging
that does
him,
sound awful.
It sounds awful.
Sounds like a human resources nightmare.
No. We just stretch.
Okay.
I'm built like a plank. I could never touch my toes. I could never do anything. I'm just one big board.
I'm built like a plank.
Just a little bit. I think Chelsea would agree. Just a little bit every day, and you will slowly become more flexible.
Tom, I think you need to get in on this too. I think we'll both.
He did
this morning. It kind of hurt a little bit, but I'm okay. And that's one of my New Year's resolutions to what did you call it? Prehab.
Prehab for your impending
surgeries, my titanium parts. So there you have it. How about Kyle Alexander? Does he have a New Year's resolution? Because news guy Matt, what did he say? I'm not the resolution.
I'm not the resolution type.
Oh. I'm not really either.
Really? That's because you're perfect.
Well,
perfect as is.
I've tried it a year or two, and I could never hold past about 2 weeks.
I did ask him yesterday if he wanted to have a dry January with me.
That didn't happen either.
Kyle's next. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Bye.